I think what we've done for the first time, we've come from a goal behind.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with the first 5-10 minutes. I thought they started far brighter. They probably deserved to go ahead. We didn't play the conditions well enough because they were difficult. We tried to play out too much. We should have cleared his lines. We're up against the wind. But we saw enough in the last sort of 20-25 minutes of the first half. Certainly with Gilly down this side. You know, Shears had an opportunity. Tails is always a threat in it, you know, where he plays his football. But we've come here today. I think we've got 7 or 8 lads who were unavailable, first yep. team squad members. Tyrell just pulled out this morning. Killer was like a tin man yesterday, you know, he needed WD-40 to get him out off the treatment bed. So, but for Macca to turn in and perform, he's felt his thigh after the first 2 or 3 minutes.
We saw it and I thought change was imminent. But.
So we did, you know, Jabba got warmed up for him to play like he did after being in his sick bed for 2 days was terrific. You can go through the whole side, actual, you know, the desire, because we said at half time, you know, we've got a lot of quality in the side. If we can have a clean sheet, we can win the game because we believe we will score goals. So I think that was a key, and it's always difficult when you're playing against a side that hit on the counter attack as they do, as they did at our place. So when you lose a first goal, it allows them to sit in a little bit more. We've got to come out, well, we always come out, but we've got to attack, and we'll leave ourselves up. But we didn't do that second half. I think they had a cross which was dangerous and maybe a shot over the bar, but very, very, very little. But we've come again with a really attacking setup. You know, we've Charlie, Shea, Gilly, and Tails and Laws in the middle of the park, you know. So
it's a way to win matches away. We've proved it though, haven't we? You go at teams. Well, when you've got that quality,
yeah,
it picks but teams apart.
I think when you look at us today, you know, for Tim, we thought Tim maximum 60 minutes today. You know, when you've been out, the length of time he's been out, to have two back-to-back games was a great effort by him. A lot of them, because most of them have played the 4 games in the 10 days. You know, we hadn't had that luxury to be able to chop and change it. You know, we had it, again, you look at the bench, they're a very, very young bench. But, no, terrific. They deserve the days off. We said at half-time, just give us a, you know, a really big effort going down to the home fans, which we, you know, we've had some great times this season away from home, kicking it was, you know, army of fans, so that was fantastic. And I think over the piece, deserved it. Take away the, you know, the start of the game, where we were a bit, second half, we hadn't looked under any bother really, and
didn't have a save, Reuben, did he?
No, I think your first half he's had a good save, hasn't he? He came out quickly, I think he had a save, but second half, as you say, you know, Romain Marcel as well, you know, putting Romain back in there.
I was going to ask about that actually. Well, was it a tough call, or did you think because of their front two and the
no,
way they worked?
To be honest, what it was Tomo's absolutely, he was wiped out yesterday with a cold and the throat and the head cold. He's actually turned up today. We didn't expect him to turn up to put himself on bench for us because he, you know, he's been really not well. But I just felt again, Romain, he's been playing in that middle of the park. And you do get a rest. I says you'll be all right with the back there. You have a cigar and just do what you want. Get your deck chair out. Because when you play at the back against one, which Devante was, and they play the three, but you don't have to do as much, you know, hard work as you do in the middle of the park. So that suited him today. But if you look at it from last season, that was Macca at right back, Romain, Nat, three of the back four that played. But I thought Luke Hendry at left back.
That was a different class today.
No, listen, that's what you get when you've got an attitude like Luke's got. Like, look, majority of the lads have got, let's be right. But he gives everything he's got. You're not going to see the best of him going forward down the left-hand side. But he's a willing kid with a fantastic attitude to do the absolute maximum he can. And I thought he defended outstandingly at times, as we all did. And, you know, he kept a dangerous side at bay for most of the game.
And Alex Gilliard with the opening goal, we drew a league goal from him. How desperate are you to keep hold of him?
Yeah, I mean, I can keep talking. It's all agreed with Newcastle, all agreed with Gilly, all agreed with his agent, all agreed. Just need to get him, I mean, obviously at this time of year, just get his name on the thing. And
he wants to stay though, doesn't he?
100% yeah. He does, yeah. Which manager gives him 2 days off, you know? But yeah, no, he's...
Give him 3 days off, he'll sign.
Yeah, well, yeah, but no, he's... We know how good Amari Bell is. Everyone's, you know.
Well, he looked very ordinary today,
well,
didn't he?
Last year, when we played here in the first game, you know, Uwe was saying afterwards, that's the hardest, anyone, toughest game Amari Bell had last time. And we reminded Gilly of that before the game today. And again, you know, going forward, it was terrific. It really was. But we've got players who can carry ball. And when the pitch is decent like this, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, drive with the ball. Taylor, McCartan, Gilly had Law. And we can get forward and... But no, it's another one remember the chairman telling me just before the Wigan game that we don't score last minute goals. And I think he told me on Thursday we've never come from behind, so hopefully he'll tell me next week we've never won at Yeovil and we might win. So
yeah, we never win 6-0.
Well, no, let's just get through. But no, yeah, great. I'm delighted for everyone, obviously, to have any support. The players and everyone else. It's a great way to start the new year.
And Shane McCartan, it must like having a new signing available to you all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's been difficult as well. I mean, you look, Don Poling coming outside and scored goals, and Mari Patrick being a season. Shea came in, got a goal, but then went with Ireland. Then he had an injury. Then he didn't probably play as well as he would have liked in the Checker Trade games, although it's Checker Trade. But to find him a place in team when you've got Taylor, who's absolutely playing fantastic, as is Charlie, as is Gilly, and Shea in there, you know, it's. But, you know, it gives us some great options.
Well, I was going to say it was a real conundrum because you must have been scratching your head with the Charlie Wyke situation. Yeah. So how big was that for you? Because we were thinking who would start.
We were going up with the two midgets up top. We were going with Shane Tails and try to get downside of them. Yep. And then I got a call from Mark last night at 6:05 saying, you know, they'd seen what we'd seen from the different angle, and you know, the guy that agreed with us, it was terrific news. I think Charlie had 6 or 7 pints on Saturday night, right enough. So when I rung him last night, I think he was on his third. But again, he's putting in another, you know, terrific shift up there. But all through the team, you know, it was said at second half, as I say, go get us a clean sheet, be vigilant at the back, don't get caught because we'll have a lot of ball coming down the hill. Don't let switch off and break. When we were here last time, we were 1-0 up and the counter attacked us twice and the 1-2-1. So dangerous when you're playing against a counter-sacking side that when you do go a goal down, you've got to be careful, you don't make sure you don't make it two. But to score two goals as quick as we did and then being quite controlled was a great way, as I say, to bounce back from two disappointing results to, you know, score 5 goals in 2 games.
Yeah, yes. Something like that. Well, we've won 4 of the last 6. We a lot of negativity about, and you do get it, and it's just, some of it's justified when you lose a couple of games like that.
Yeah.
But 4 wins from 6 and a great start to 2018,
well,
Stuart.
You look at Peterborough, you know, they come to us, a week ago?
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, they're getting beat against 9 men against MK Dons. Today, they lost a 93rd minute. You know, so it's that is football.
It's madness, this league, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, everyone's looking at the top and where. I look at the 6th team or the 7th team. You know, Portsmouth getting beat, Charlton getting beat, Peterborough getting beat, or drawing, should I say. That's great. But all we can do is focus on ourselves and keep doing it. As I said, you know, with you go through the squad, all the players that we've had out today, and the lads to make another effort again. You know, back-to-back, 2 games in 3 days and 2 victories. Fantastic.
And just a quick word on the ref. We're in his ear a little bit. I'm not sure what game he was watching today. Could have been maybe a red for them, the tackle on Luke. I know you don't want to slag off referees, but he was very, very lenient today, Stuart.
I've got to say, yeah. Good
You'd
job,
have loved him, wouldn't you, to a referee you in
well,
the
day. It's a good job my voice had gone because he couldn't hear what I was shouting at him. But, yeah, I thought there were a lot of tackles. He played on a lot of times, didn't he, when
just
there were
let
fouls and
go.
Fouls. But... listen, I think we've had him a few times. He's actually been quite lucky for us. So
we've never lost in 9.
With him?
Would you believe? That's right, yeah.
I'll be booking for next Saturday.
Unbeaten in the last 9, so
yeah,
there you
good,
go.
Good. So it doesn't matter how poor he is as long as we keep winning.
Yeah, well,
I'm not
well
saying
done.
He was poor, though.
That smile says different. Right, well done.